What is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw. What is going on, and welcome back to another episode of the Real and Raw Show. Hopefully you guys are having an amazing week. I want to talk to you guys about what to do with your money. I want to talk to you guys about what maybe you should be doing and maybe you shouldn't be doing with your money. I need a rude awakening sometimes. It's the way I spend. I'm not going to lie. We like to eat out a lot. And sometimes that's not the most intelligent thing to do when you have investments and want to buy more investments. So first, I want to start off and saying, I think everybody on this call can say we either spend too much where we shouldn't spend too much, or holding on where we shouldn't be holding on, right? There's not many people that just do it right. And I'm just going to give you guys some tips today. But the first thing is talking about risk. Like risk. I come from a family where, you know, we didn't really have much growing up. You know, we didn't have much. I mean, we went from house to house. You know, we lived in a tent. We lived in motels. You know, we didn't have much money. We had money, but it got spent other ways. And so I didn't understand really what it meant to be financially free, or I didn't have any real financial literacy. I didn't have the best role models for that, right? And it took me a while to understand really how to make money and keep money and put our money into work. Now, we're all still working at it. We still are learning our way. But the one thing that I found was scarcity versus abundance. And it's very easy to find ourselves into a scarcity mindset when we don't have money, right? So if you're sitting there right now and you're struggling financially, it's very easy for the brain to have a scarcity mindset. But that doesn't do anything to create more money and more opportunity. It actually does the complete opposite. It drives you into this holding on to your cash, looking at people who have money a different way, a little resentment, maybe a little bit of judgment. And it stops the thing that needs to come into your life, which isn't money necessarily, it's abundance. And so because of your emotion towards money, right, in your current situation, your scarcity mindset is blocking you from the abundance of what can come your way. So the first thing to do is get out of the scarcity mindset and create an abundance mindset. And there's many ways to do that, right? From the affirmations to truly changing your belief system that'll allow you the opportunity to make more money. So you want to make more money? First thing is try to get out of the scarcity and step into the abundance. That's number one. So then once you're making more money, now let's talk about, you know, really what to do with it. Number one thing is budgeting is huge, right? We still struggle with it here. I'm not going to lie. It's something that we're working on every day. You know, it's like if I see another damn Amazon box that pops up into our house, I'm going to lose my damn mind. But then, yeah, here I am going ahead and, you know, ordering Uber Eats twice a week. So like, right, we all have our things that we do, we shouldn't do. And I'm not telling you not to do things. And one thing I tell you, I've told a client this before, right? Like if you're my coaching client, you know this already. But if you're like, all right, John, I got to save money. So I'm going to stop drinking Starbucks. I'm going to save myself $8 a day. Cool. Quick question though. Do you like Starbucks? Yeah. Okay. Why? It just makes me feel good. I get more productive. Okay. Don't try to save $8 a day. Figure out a way how to make $8 a day. And again, don't just stop Starbucks or whatever it is to save money. If you truly enjoy it, find a way to make that money to pay for it. So if you love going to Starbucks and it's a $10 a day and you're trying to save it so that you can save money, but yet Starbucks brings you joy, don't try to save the $10 a day. Find a way to make $10 a day so that you can get it and still enjoy it and not go ahead and sit there in the scarcity mindset, because that's what it is. So again, I'm not telling you not to budget, I'm not telling you not to save. I'm telling you when it comes down to certain things, if it brings you joy, but yet you don't have enough money for it, first ask yourself, how can I make the money to still do this and enjoy this? Because I don't really want to lose this, as long as it's good for your health. All right. So that's huge, right? I mean, making sure that you're not just saving money because Dave Ramsey told you to. Like, you guys listen to Dave Ramsey, I'm telling you, not everything he says is the greatest thing. I could maybe do a whole podcast on it, but some of his teachings are not what you need to be doing. I just got the new Tony Robbins book. It's like a financial book. I've not read it yet, but once I do, I'll get you guys some information on it and let you know what I learned from it. If you guys did read it though, let me know. Drop into the comments on YouTube right here. Let me know how you liked it, or send me a message and let me know how you liked it on Instagram or Facebook. So going back to it, risk is something that we have to understand is a necessity in growing our business, yes, and in growing our financial situation. You know, as I said before, I didn't really have much growing up. But what I understand now is that as scary as it is, we have to risk things sometimes. I'll tell you guys a story. So we have an investment property in Panama City Beach, right? Not too far, about 45 miles from where we live. So I know deep in my heart, deep in my gut, that I want to buy this property because I understand all the benefits to it, right? It's obviously a tax write-off. You know, obviously it's an appreciating asset. People are going to be paying my mortgage as it appreciates, right? So many great things. Yet for some reason, when I went to go stroke that check and hand it over, my brain was like, don't do it. Don't do it, man. And do you know why I did that? Not because I didn't want it, because I did. Not because I didn't need it, because I actually do. It's because our brain is going back to the old version and saying, hey, do you think it's going to work? And your brain's like, nah, it's not going to work. Why? Because your brain has never seen it before. So you're asking somebody that's never seen this completed, is it going to work? They're always going to say no. So you don't need to ask the old version of you. You don't need to ask the old mindset of you. You have to truly be in your present mind and understand that this is for the future. So I shook the check and boom, there we go, right? We got our property. And it happens all the time. I'm in talks right now for a few different companies for investing. And we just had a recent investment where we lost everything. Sucked. It really sucked. You know, this company was supposed to get bought out. We're supposed to make a lot of money. It was a great product, but I had no say in what that company did, right? I was just a silent investor. Now, whether I was there and was able to say something or not, I would have moved to New York, I don't know, but they started getting in stores, right? It was a beverage company. And everything was great. And we're hoping like a 3 to 5 year buyout with a 10X multiple, right? 7 to 10X multiple, which means you get 7 times your money that you put in. Great. Well, all of a sudden, we get an email. I actually didn't get it because there's an issue with it, but find out that she went belly up and went bankrupt and sold her company for pennies to the people on the board. She went up to the board when she was going through this because she needed more investment to go ahead and take the next step, because that's what happens in businesses. You get to a level, need more investment to go to the next step. And they said, don't do it. We don't want any more investors. So she basically died on the vine out there, sold it for pennies to recoup something, and we lost everything. And that burns. That burns when you touch that stove and it's hot, man. You don't really want to go back and touch it. But you know you still need to fucking eat, right? Like when you go and you touch a stove and it's hot and you get burned, you still got to go back because you got to eat. It's the same with investing. When you put money out and all of a sudden you get burned, or the deal falls through, or it just didn't work and you lose all your money, you still should be going back to invest in other companies. Just understand what you did wrong last time and change it for the next one. That's investing 2.0 right there, baby. It's for real though, because I can't just stop investing because something went wrong. My brain wants to tell me to stop. Your brain's going to tell you to stop. But you can't do that, right? Just learn from it. What did I learn from it? This next one, I want to have some say. Will what I say, what I do, and how I help strategically build this company or take this company to the next level help? I sure as hell hope so. But I want to be a part of it for the reason of, one, I want to be able to say, hey, man, yeah, we did not make it. When that company failed, I can't say we because I had nothing to do with that. I just gave money. Or we made it. Right? That's number one. Number two is like, I get excited to build companies. I look at opportunities and I'm like, oh, you could do this. You could do that. We could do this. Right? And then creating a plan and then going ahead and taking the action. I get excited as shit when it comes to that. Like, I'll be honest, if I could just do that all day, I would do that all day. Right? You got to get to a certain level to be able to do that all day. Putting the pieces in place, right? Making sure the workflow set up properly, making sure that we have opportunities, how to get those opportunities, how to take advantage of those opportunities. All I'm saying is this, like, I learned my lesson. So did you invest before and you're not investing anymore because you didn't understand a lesson that needed to be learned? If that's the case, understand that lesson now and don't hold your cash. There has to be some risk. These two investments, they're risk. They're not a proven company yet. Do both of them have their own proven companies outside of that? Yes. Right? Of course. That's the only thing I'm investing in, right? I'm investing in people, then product. I invest in people, then product. So if you're looking to invest into a company, the first thing to invest the gate is, who are the people, right? Who are these people? What are their values? And if you see that that aligns with you, then you invest the gate, the product. And if it tastes good, it looks good, sounds good, whatever the case is, if that is up to your standards, then you talk about next step in investing. Don't invest in just a product without understanding the leaders that are part of this product, because it's going to be the leaders that either make or break it, not necessarily product. And so when you're thinking about that, right, maybe the last deal didn't work because of that, or maybe looking at a house, right? And you bought a house and it didn't work out. Sometimes that happens, but also, did you do your homework? Did you really see what the area growth was going to look like? Did you really understand? Did you really have the right capital just in case you had to go ahead and hold the bag for a couple months? So all these things really take place. So this call is about how to understand, how to invest, what to do with your money, right? Before you know what to do, like before you actually give money, make sure you understand where you're giving it to, not just the product, but the people around it. And if they built something prior, great, but it doesn't mean they're the right people for you. Just because they built a great company, the company I went with last that lost all the money, right? They helped build Spanx. They were the people that were basically making that thing grow from ground up. Spanx is a very, 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 very successful company. The people on our board were Coca-Cola advisors, right? Like some good people. The problem is, sometimes it just doesn't work. And also, maybe they weren't good people, but they had good business, right? And they had some great companies do well. But I didn't really know the people. I knew their attributes I knew their accolades. I didn't know their attributes. I knew their accolades, I didn't know their attributes. So that's another thing. Make sure you understand who these people are, not just what they've done, right? Have long talks with them. Have dinner with them. Understand who they are, then test the product, right? Test the product. It's an absolute must. You got to believe in it. You got to have passion in it. You can't have passion just because you put money in something. Same with a home, right? Like I'm not a fan of getting, you know, homes that I'm not excited about. Maybe I'm excited about the profit and that's fine. But like, I like to also get homes I'm excited about to tell people about to go to, right? It's a business decision, but also there's a passion behind it. So I want to be excited about it. Now, maybe like a triplex, I look at, oh, that's exciting, right? But exciting because of the profitability. So you got to have passion around it one way or the other. But you got to have risk, right? You got to risk it for the biscuit. You got to risk it for the biscuit. And it's scary sometimes. I get it. So what I would do with your money right now, that's a question you're asking. I get that a lot. Hey, what should I do with my money? A few different things. Number one is go to a high yield savings account. Right? I use CIT and I get 5% on all the money I put in. So any kind of big checks I get or anything, I put it right in there. I'm getting 5%. If you have that thing sitting in a Wells Fargo or a PNC bank, you're making 0.00000001%. You're probably losing money, right? But when you put it into a high yield savings, you get yourself 5%. Some are 4, some are 5.5, depending on how much you put in and what institution you go with. So take all the money. If you're sitting there right now on 10, 20, 100, 500,000, get it out of your damn bank and put it into a high yield savings. Now you could also put it in stock, but there's something that happened last week and I don't even want to look at stock right now because my stock dropped big time. There's variables with stocks. It's risk. You could do it. We have some money in stock as well, but there's more variable. If you're like, all right, bro, I'm just going to go ahead and put 5% on this. Then when the time comes, you could pull it out whenever you want. I pull mine out. I get mine in 48 hours. No fees. So your high yield savings account, 5%, pull it out within 48 hours, no fees. Maybe you got something that came up, right? Boom, hospital bill, right? Car, whatever. Investment opportunity. When it comes to stocks, there's going to be a tax on it. So is it worth putting in stocks if you plan on pulling it out in a couple weeks, in a couple months? To me, it's not. If you're like, I'm going to put it in there, I'm going to play this thing, you know, for at least a year, unless you're doing like daily stock trading, different story. But like, if you're looking to get a percentage back on your money on like a long term, I always look at what's a high yield, 5%. Okay, stocks 8 to 12, hopefully. But it's so volatile right now with everything going on and the election. It's like my safest bet is that put it in there, grow it at 5%, see the opportunity, get into a company or a home and invest it in that and then make 10%, 15%, 20%, but also have an appreciating asset with a lot more opportunity, right? Does that make sense? I want to make sure everybody understands. And if you have questions on it, DM me. Once again, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm just going to tell you what I know. I tell you, you know, what I do with my money. Don't spend it all on going out to eat. That's the biggest thing. Yeah, I always tell my wife, I'm like, man, I don't understand it, because I go out to eat too. Like, I go out. I have appetizer, I get dessert, right? Like, I do the whole thing. I make an experience out of it. It's not the best when you're trying to budget. So hopefully that helps with you guys. You know, I'm just trying to give you guys some knowledge on the, you know, what to do when you do have some cash. And then also what mindset you need to get into in order to create some cash. We'll probably do a whole entire show on that side of it. So that's, you know, there's other ways you could do it, right? Life insurance policy, all that. I don't do that stuff. I can't speak on that stuff. But what I can speak to is take any kind of big checks you get, drop them right into a high yield savings. And then when you go to invest in a company, do exactly what I said, right? Investigate the people first. Yes, what they've done, but who they are. Investigate the product. Does it taste good? Does it look good? Do you believe in it? Is there a true passion behind it? And then investigate the opportunity and see if it makes sense. Right? Put your money to work. Put your money to work. Even if it's one check you get and it's a $7,000 commission, drop it right into a high yield savings. Right? So you start collecting some revenue on it. All right. Hopefully you guys take this and invest wisely and use the funds that you guys are making and put that to work. If somebody who has zero financial literacy, someone that grew up in a very poor-minded financial mindset can understand this, do this, and be able to get himself into a better position for his family to grow, you can too. So I appreciate your time today. Please hit me up if you have any questions. If you found this episode valuable, please share it out. Tag me at Real John Marone and let's chat about your financial situation, see how we can help you with it. I appreciate it. Have a great, great day. And don't forget, don't wait for the door of opportunity to open. Kick that damn door down and take what is yours. Till next week. Let's go!